Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. Sunday's prophecy, the days ahead are short. The Lord has used this gift within me for decades, but I know that there were seasons along the way that I stifled the gift, as I was too timid to step out. I was afraid to be wrong, afraid to be speaking from me versus speaking God-inspired words, afraid others would judge me. I think we as people hear little of this particular gift these days, as people want to be protected and not open to criticism. I think that may be true of many of God's gifts. I heard said, and I believe, that prophecies are an act of faith. We are designed to be keepers of the faith. I know also we will constantly be tested in our faith. But His is the promise we keep, that flame He sent to be alive in us. What then, you say? We keep the flame alive in us by laying down our old life to make room for His. He does that in us. Or we can walk away or be neutral and know there's a God, but do really nothing. And what happens? We may not know ultimately, but this I do know. God's will be done in His time and in us. Here's what I heard on Sunday. For the days ahead are short. It is not time for a spiritual vacation. It is time for prayer. It is the time for speaking to the mountains and pulling down the strongholds. Be my warrior. Be my priest. And don't grow weary, for I am your strength. I am your power. Rely on me. Just put on your armor. Put on my Holy Spirit so you can see the God-forsakenness of the world, so you can hear my voice amid such anger and darkness. Look up to where your help comes from. Come, my children, what can you do? Pray with the Holy Spirit. I live to make intercession for you. You are not alone. Grow in this as my calling. It is never ending. Raise my banner over your family and community. You are not powerless. Rather, you are empowered by me, protected by me. Look up, pray up, for it is I who have called and empowered you and will provide you with everything you need. Praying in the Spirit is your power to effect change. It is my gift to you. Take up your shield and sword and cover my people and leave the rest to me. It is 11 a.m. in the morning and I'm playing Carrie Underwood's song, Something in the Water, in the background. And I felt like the Holy Spirit just fell on me in the middle of my day working. And I started writing this prayer out of my heart's cry. Lord, I cannot lose these scales of the world without you. I cannot do anything without the power of your Holy Spirit. Help me, Lord, be a true son. Empower me to lay down the trappings of the world that I cleave to. I want you, Lord. Use me, Lord. Help me pour out the remnants of my old life so that you can fill me with your love, your grace, and mercy. Let me be a vessel of your choosing. I am changing, God. I feel it. I am stronger. I know it. I know it is the knowledge of you walking in spirit and truth. I feel I can see you sometimes hovering, looking on. And today I even see a father's smile on your face. That crushes me emotionally, Lord, to think you are happy with my progress. That you are saying you are ready for more, son. You are listening. Bless you, son. Bless the work of your hands. Bless your marriage and your relationship with your children and others. Keep pressing into me, son. You are becoming the mighty warrior I have called you to. Do not flinch. Do not grow weary, son, for I am with you. Yes, I am truly the light that goes before you. I will never leave or forsake you. I am blessed that your trust and faith in me is growing. I am filling you, son. I am for you. So in 24 hours, I received this exhortation to pray, to take up my shield and sword and speak to the mountains around me and my home, my community and country. I hear another call to prayer, another promise to be our strength and light. I hear we are protected as His children. He tells us to pray for others even before praying for ourselves. And lastly, a heart's prayer and another prophecy broke out as I was praying to help me scourge this old life away. And I hear again, He is a loving Father who sees, who encourages. He reinforces His promises. I pray you can take hold of an unusual 24 hours of my life and grow in your faith before God. We must lay down our willful, worldly attempts to make change and lay them at the foot of the cross and wait until the Lord, until the Spirit of Truth comes and tells us what to do. I pray you make it a Jesus-filled day.